Well, staying with livestock, but moving into some really alternative feed, because local researchers are looking into whether hemp has any nutritional benefits as feed for livestock. Rohan Borarajic's Honours Project has helped kickstart the work.
So obviously, because of the very little research on potential for dual purpose, we wanted to look at regrowth. First question was if it was nutritionally valuable, if it was a good feed source, and then obviously if it would grow back. And that was sort of our two separate questions that we wanted to answer.
And which growth stage or the point of maturity is really optimal for grazing?
So we sort of found between 12 and 16 on the BBCH scale. When we did it, that sort of period is actually quite short. And that was what some of the other research had found in the US, is that sort of 12 to 16, those early vegetative growth stages were short, and that would potentially limit its use.
So you did two trials, one at Cressy yep. and one in a glasshouse simulation system?
Yep. Yeah, so we did the one at Cressy, and we used all the samples from that trial to do the assessment of the nutritional value. Or the nutritional composition. And then in the glasshouse, we did all the regrowth trials. So cut it back and then see how it regrew.
So how much protein is in a hemp plant for the livestock?
So it obviously declines with age, with maturity, but so the highest we got was 30% at growth stage 12, so quite high, but then down to about 15%.
What was the mineral content? What did you find?
We did ash analysis, so we didn't have any data on specific minerals, obviously because this is preliminary data, but we found like quite high mineral content. So in the early growth stages, growth stage 12 was above 20%. Yeah, so quite high.
It's like a little bit higher than, say, dual-purpose canola and ryegrass?
Yeah, a little bit higher, yeah. Yeah, I think it's definitely got potential. And I think we sort of, that conclusion that sort of growth state, like the grazing stage is a bit short, definitely could ring true. But I think with breeding and stuff like that and more interest in research and development, I think that some of those issues could probably overcome and it could actually become potentially quite useful.
This is probably a good time to bring in Beth Penrose, Rowan's supervisor, who has also taken a keen interest in hemp as a dual-purpose crop for livestock.
Yeah, so I'm a researcher and lecturer at the University of Tasmania in the Tasmanian Institute of Agriculture. And we've been very fortunate in that we have just received funding for a new project funded by AgriFutures Australia and the Tasmanian Hemp Association. And we're carrying on from what Rowan's been doing and looking at whether there are differences between different cultivars or varieties of hemp in terms of nutritional composition and also its ability to regrow. And what we're also doing is we're doing it in multiple locations so we can, in the field, so we can understand a little bit more about how the environment might affect both nutritional composition and regrowth. And we're also being able to grow our plants for a little bit longer than you can in an honours kind of study. So we're also looking at whether we might be able to not only graze the crop, but also use it for seed and how the grazing could affect seed production.
So at this point, you don't know if grazing could potentially increase yield?
No, I mean, that's been shown in other crops. So in canola and wheat, for example, when we graze them, we can actually increase the amount of seed that's produced. And that's because when you graze it, you make the plant put more energy into the seed because they don't want to put more energy into the vegetative parts, the stem and the leaves. So it can actually increase seed production.
And you'll be looking at several varieties here?
Yes.
And these are varieties that are already being used on a commercial basis by Tasmanian growers?
Yeah, primarily ones which are used at the moment, and then possibly, we haven't exactly decided yet, but possibly one or maybe two varieties which are on the cusp of being used quite commonly in Tasmania.
Potentially, what's the extra value that growers could get out of running a dual-purpose hemp crop?
So in terms of economics, in terms of financial value, it's very difficult to tell at the moment. That's something that we hope to sort of touch on upon this after the study's finished. But in terms of sort of value, then if you can graze your sheep and they can get, you know, live weight gain, if they can gain weight by grazing your hemp, and then you can harvest your hemp seed and either have the same yield of hemp seed or you can get more, then obviously you're increasing the value because you're getting value in terms of live weight gain of your sheep and you're getting value in terms of your hemp seed yield.
Beth, how important was Rowan's Honours Project to kind of get the ball rolling here with this research?
Oh, Rowan's Honours Project was super important. We definitely needed that preliminary data because basically it doesn't exist. So that preliminary data didn't exist at all. So I had a master's student who was looking at the value of hemp stubble, which is essentially what's left over after the harvest, which is not very high in proteins, very high in fibre, and it's very tough. So really we needed that preliminary data to say, yes, there's some value in looking into this, and Rowan's project was pivotal to that.
That's Beth Penrose, a pasture science lecturer at University of Tasmania, talking there to Larissa Smith. She's looking into the nutritional value of hemp as a feed crop for livestock, and also collaborating with researchers in Western Australia who are testing if any traces of THC are found in livestock when they graze on hemp. You see all those sheep floating off in the distance in the pastures.